This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceive to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. The time you're spending. I realize there's a thousand other shows you're going to be listening to, and again, you've chosen this one, so I very much do appreciate it. Got so much stuff I want to get to. I'm really looking at all this information coming across from the weekend, right? You see, this was great. Over the weekend, one of you guys sent me a story about George Soros croaking over the weekend. I don't know if you guys caught that, right? He's, he's financed so much garbage, so much deep state dark stuff, and I don't want to wish death on them because I'm just as bad as they are. You know what I'm saying? So somewhere over the weekend, somebody put out a story that George Soros had died of a heart attack. I think he's 92 years old. So I hear. Now again, everybody got so excited. I'm like, all right, hang tight, people. If he had died of a heart attack, don't you think every major news outlet would have carried it? I mean, because he is, they love him on the left. So, and then somebody, there was a post to his on Twitter. The rumors that I had a heart attack are completely false. I'm alive and I'm healthy. Well, anybody could have done that. Come on, let's be honest about it, right? So, anyhow, I just stop doing the knee-jerk stuff. You always hear me say, check it out. Don't be one of them. Make sure you know what you're talking about. You know, when you see a story like this, don't you think more than one outlet would be carrying it? Don't you think there would be a lot more places, carrying this kind of story? So just, please, just stop. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to be part of it. All right. TikTok censors, they won't allow the Durham-Trump-Russia report to be posted. They banned Tim Cramer's account after posting the Tim Cramer report on this. Not just this one. They did this investigation, and they also posted a piece on the Democrat donation harvesting in Indiana. So the And there was actually a video that was produced, a video that was put out. It was proof of the Democrats caught in a massive donations and harvesting scheme involving tens of thousands of Act Blue donations. Now, here's the thing. Act Blue is strictly for Democrat candidates. Some people say, no, it's not. No, it is. It's strictly for Democrat candidates. That's number one. Number two, it's not the first time they've been called out for the way they do things. You've seen, if you saw that video at all when it first hit, you had people, they were the reporter was going to the person's house and said, hey, have you been donating this much money a month to Act Blue? And many of them were like, no, I don't have that kind of money to donate. But you think anything will come out of it? You think there'll be any investigation of it? Probably not. And this has been going on for a long time. This goes all the way back to Obama. Remember, he was getting foreign. He was getting foreign money. And everybody blew it off like it was no big deal. That's what's getting old. That's what's getting problematic. Is how we say there's two levels or there's two different types of justice in this country. And it's true. And you can see it. You see it every single day. You see it going on a regular basis. But nobody really wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to, you know why? Because exactly what will happen is they'll be exposed. And there's no way to fix that. I mean, I don't know how, well, they'll find a way, but, you know, right now, there are pictures floating around now watching homeless vets being removed from hotels. I mean, how would you like to be the cop assigned to that? I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, this is not happening. I'm not doing this. And we should take the names of those hotels. So throwing the vets out because they're getting a few bucks more from the feds. Right? Take the names of those hotels and boycott them. Don't go to them. Why would you go there? Why would you support them after they push the vets out in the street? It's just amazing. Anyway. You know, and in the door, we'll get bits and pieces throughout the night, but in the Durham report, which is great, right, they find that the FBI lied. Nothing. No Trump-Russia collusion. Strzok knew no one in Trump's camp. He knew that nobody contacted Russia. He knew it. He wrote it. It's in writing. Just amazing to me. 855 Real Joe. Love to know what you have to say about this. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give us a call. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, right? Always a pleasure to be with you. Again, what's going on today, it's like drinking out of a fire hose at this point. There's so much coming at us, you know what I'm saying? And all the stuff that we kept screaming was true, was happening. It was obvious. And we were told we were just a bunch of conspiracy nuts. And we're finding out was true. And it is obvious that it actually did happen. But you think any of us will get an apology? Yeah, probably not. No, you're right. It won't happen. Because they don't really care. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, they really just don't care. As long as they get what they want, as long as they get what they're looking for, they'll be very happy as to what's going on. Well, there's some kind of Clinton-esque stuff happening right now. The IRS whistleblower and the entire team abruptly removed from the Hunter Biden investigation at the request of the Justice Department's lawyers. What is that all about? What do you think? Why would they pull him off of that investigation, especially after what just went down with Durham? We want truth. We really want to know what's going on. A lot of that was said Monday to Republicans and Democrat members of the House and Senate Committee by attorney representing the IRS whistleblower in the Hunter Biden investigation. States that the whistleblower and his team of investigators have been removed from the investigations at the request of the Justice Department. Why would that be? Really? I mean, Hunter's free to do whatever he wants to do. Doesn't have to go through any depositions right now. And, you know, with all the money that's gone through his account, a guy that has to have a real job in forever, just amazing. Now, the letter was reported by Stephen Nelson with the New York Post. Right? And why would they pull them all? It, to me, it makes sense. Their chairs are ranking members. Today, the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, Criminal Supervisory Special Agent we represent was informed that he and his entire investigative team are being removed from the ongoing and sensitive investigation of the high-profile controversial subject about which our client sought to make whistleblower disclosures to Congress. He was informed that the change was at the request of the department. So the Department of Justice decided they didn't want them there. They didn't want it investigated. They didn't want anybody even talking about it. Isn't that great? On April 27th, the IRS committee commissioner Daniel Werfer, he appeared before the House Committee on the Ways and Means. He testified, "I can say without any hesitation there is no retaliation for anyone making an allegation or a call to a whistleblower hotline. However, this move is clearly retaliatory and may also constitute obstruction of congressional inquiry. Our client has a right to make disclosures to Congress. Right? He's protected by federal law from retaliatory personnel actions. Including receiving a significant change in duties, responsibilities, or working conditions. Now, this is because of its disclosures to Congress. Any attempt by the government to official to prevent a federal employee from furnishing information to Congress is also a direct violation of restrictions. Now, there's all kinds. This is great. I'm glad to hear they have these laws. Makes me feel good that they got you covered. But they have to enforce them, don't they? Right? They got to be there with you. They got to enforce them. They got to allow you to be able to do your job, allow you to be able to tell the truth about what's going on. Now, the attorney for the IRS whistleblower, he's alleged that the Justice Department interfered in and mishandled the Hunter Biden criminal probe. Right? He met with members of Congress last week and told them what was going on. So, again, here you have a whistleblower. Now he's being told he can't. Right? You can't do this. This is a high-profile case. That's right. Because it'll lead right to the president who's sitting in the White House right now. And we can't have that. You know, if our... And you know what? It wasn't really their fault now that I think about it. Department of Justice didn't exist. Department of Education didn't exist. I don't believe they ever meant for those things to happen, to be there. Congress is supposed to pass those laws, push them out to the states, and let the states deal with them the way they're supposed to. When it comes to education, things like that. So just amazing. A Friday meeting was described in the CBS News as a pro-fur session. With the House Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees to lay the groundwork for what the whistleblower could tell investigators and how he could do so without running afoul of taxpayer privacy laws. Now, there was a letter sent to Congress last month. The attorney, Mark Light, said that his client, an unnamed IRS criminal supervisory special agent, could shed light on how the year-long high-profile investigations had been hindered by preferential treatment and politics. No, that's impossible. Joey B. promised us he'd stay out of this. It's got to be a lie. Really. Again, just amazing. Now, Representative James Comer, when he was doing the circuit show on Sunday, he knows the names of the people at the Biden White House. Especially, the ones who are intimidating the whistleblower. Good. He needs to call them out. He needs to specifically call their names out. We need to learn how to protect these. We need to find a way to protect these people. Because the word of the day is retaliation. The word I get from the people I try to help in the school world, you know, parents or what have you, they're afraid of retaliation. That's the first thing other, and then the first thing staff and others will say, well, there is no such thing. No, actually there is. People are human. Teachers are human. Staff is human. And some of them make these kind of mistakes. It went on to say one of the most controversial episodes of the Watergate scandal, the so-called Saturday Night Massacre, it came in October 20, 1973, when in the embattled President Nixon, he fired Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox. And he accepted the resignations of the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General. Now, that stemmed from an inquiry into the notorious June 1972 break-in. Like, he thought he was going to be able to stop it by getting rid of them. Now, I want you to think about something here. We'll hit this after break. I want you to think about, during the break, what Watergate was and what's going on now. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Government continues sending more soldiers to the U.S. southern border, working to help with immigration control.
We do anticipate that another 950 will be arriving no later than 5 June.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says another 950 troops are going to be arriving by the end of the month. A suspect on the terror watch list has been arrested trying to cross the border into San Diego. A suspect from Afghanistan on the FBI's terror watch list was arrested in Otay Mesa Wednesday after crossing the border illegally as part of a larger group. The incident confirmed by Congressman Daryl Issa. And the man behind ChatGPT is going to testify before Congress on Tuesday. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman will take questions from lawmakers calling for guardrails and regulation of artificial intelligence tools over fears it could be abused. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Toby City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. We were talking about not just the Durham report. All right, but so many other things that are going on right now. The entire team, the whistleblower team, against Hunter Biden, was removed. They no longer are involved in investigations. Yeah, I wonder why that is. But what I find interesting about all of this, too, is they talk a little bit about that, bring a little bit about Watergate into this. President Nixon had the DNC headquarters bugged. All right? Planted bugs in the DNC. Didn't really hurt anybody. He was paranoid. He was trying to find out what they had against him, how they were going to attack him, how they were going to run somebody against him. That's what he was looking to find out. But that's not what the left does. They bugged Trump Towers to try to spin something to make it look like it was treason. To make it look like Trump was against the country. It's just amazing. And they're trying to put the two together like this is just as bad. Well, let me tell you what. Nixon, that was child's play. No, that was a sandbox crime. Compared to what's going on right now. Right? To show you, Nixon knew how much power he had. He ordered Attorney General Elliot Richardson and Deputy Attorney General William Ruckshaus, to fire Archibald Cox. He was a special prosecutor. But both men refused and resigned their posts in protest. The role of the Attorney General then fell to Solicitor General Robert Bork, who reluctantly complied with Nixon's request, dismissed Cox, and then less than a half an hour later, the White House dispatched FBI agents to close off the offices of Special Prosecutor, Attorney General, and Deputy Attorney General. So they made sure that nobody could get in there and see anything. I mean, okay, same basic idea. Let's keep you from getting information. But we're talking about the difference between information that could put somebody in jail for life as opposed to, you know, listening in on conversations the DNC was having about Richard Nixon. Right? Anyway. And then they show you how even deeper it goes. And we talked about this on this show. And is it because I'm the smartest guy in the room? And is it because I know more than you or anything like that? Because I don't. I just do this every day. Right? The smoking gun, it really wasn't a smoking gun. We knew this was going on. We knew this stuff was happening. Right? In the Durham report, he calls out a plan by Hillary Clinton to link Trump to Russia. Guess who briefed it to Obama? Who let Obama know what was going on and how they were going to lay it out? It was John Brennan. So John Brennan, who later on was part of the letter that said that this was Russian disinformation, or I'm sorry, real Russian information for that point. He was briefed, but Obama was briefed by John Brennan. It's amazing to me. And if the FBI did their job and they were honest, now I'm not gonna poke at rank and file because I believe the majority of rank and file, they want to do the right thing. But I am going to get on the case of the managers, upper level. They would use their power, they use their authority, they use the fear of those three letters to get what they wanted. Special Counsel John Durham released his final report, right? We hope, believe. But he goes through in July of 2016, Peter Strzok, he opened a counter-intel investigation into Trump's camp dubbed Crossfire Hurricane. He said his suspicions based on absolutely no evidence. Suspicions. No evidence. That Russians had infiltrated Trump's circle. Couldn't point to anybody. Couldn't point to any proof or anything along those lines. The whole thing was based on lies. It was conjured up by Hillary Clinton and that dossier that she bought, that she purchased, that she put together financially. Now, according to John Durham's report, right, Hillary, she put out... Now, again, she's putting all this together. She's driving it. She's funding it. And yet they'll still call her a saint. Because she did it for the good of the country. Don't you know? According to John Durham's report, Hillary Clinton's plan to link Trump's campaign to Russia, it was briefed by former CIA Director John Brennan to Barack Obama back in August of 2016. In late July of 16. U.S. intelligence agencies obtained insight into Russia intelligence analysis alleging that the U.S. president candidate Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. Now, they had planned on doing this by tying him to, like, Putin and Russia hacking of the Democrat National Committee. And, they, you know, part of that they blame on when Trump said, hey, we know Russia's got the information. Go ahead and release it. He's sitting there going, really? Seriously? You really think that that's his call to action was, hey, go break into her computer, get what it is that she's got on there and put it out on the internet. I don't believe that for a second. If he was like me, I would be sitting there going, okay, look, they hacked that server already. They know what's on it. Go ahead and release it. Let the world see what you got. Now, the IC does not know the accuracy of this allegation or the extent to which the Russian intelligence analysis may reflect exaggerated or fabricated, that's according to the report. But according to his handwritten notes, so this isn't somebody else typing it. This isn't something that got pulled from one report and the other accidentally dropped. No, these are his handwritten notes. CIA Director Brennan briefed President Obama and other senior national security officers on the intelligence, including the alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26th. All right? July, Hillary's approval. And he let Obama know that Hillary had approved this. Let that sink in. So Obama knew this was going on. Obama has known this was going on. Obama has known over the years what exactly took place. It's just amazing. On August 3rd, 2016, I wish I could make this sexier, but man, we all knew this was going on. Right? We all knew, not exactly, but we knew something was up. And it was easy for us to tie together, and we have no formal education in these areas. On August 3rd, within days of receiving the Clinton plan, Intelligence Director Brennan met with the president, vice president, so Joey B. was in on this, and other senior administration officials, including but not limited to the attorney general, who participated remotely in the FBI director in the White House Situation Room. Right, they were discussing, quote-unquote, Russian election interference efforts. Now, that's according to Brennan's handwritten notes. So, again, when you look at this, you look at the information, you look at how it starts to come together, you realize it was all planned. And approved by Hillary Clinton. And if Obama was briefed, and Joey B. was briefed, and it was against the law, and it wasn't the right thing to do, where were their notes? Where's their email to cut it off? Where was their dissent on doing something like this? Right? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere. Shortly before Trump's 2017 inauguration, there was a meeting, a secret meeting at the Oval Office. Obama, Biden, Sally Yates, James Comey, Susan Rice, John Brennan, and Clapper all were there to discuss the dossier and how they were going to tie this to General Flynn's phone calls and get it out there to undermine President Trump. Yeah, and he's the bad guy. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
How dare you? So, your host, you're listening to the Joe Mantini Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. A lot to talk about. I don't know if I'm going to say report on, but definitely a lot to talk about. I mean, there's so much happening. There's so many things going on. You got to get your arms around. It doesn't mean you have to listen to it all or try to dissect it all, but at least have a clue that it's going on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they want to talk about how corrupt and evil and nasty Trump is. They never want to talk about their own, ever. And if you bring it up, you're accused of deflection. Let me tell you what. I don't care what Trump's done. He hasn't been this deceitful. Okay? He hasn't screwed this many people. Because remember, the Biden family right now, they're taking your tax money. They had before. They're doing it even more. Now, the FBI, the DOJ, they turned a blind eye on all the the Biden family business deals. Now, that's included to Tim Burkhart. And, Tim Burchett out of Tennessee. Now, look, they're still looking, they're still tracking down a key witness as of Monday morning. He's disappeared all of a sudden. And the FBI and the DOJ have turned a blind eye to it. They're, you know, I mean, again, the missing informant and the Biden family's alleged corruption, they're not even looking into it right for the moment through this particular person. So if the informant went missing, how long you want to take dibs on when he'll show up dead? Unless he's totally petrified and he's hiding somewhere, and you would think the FBI could find him, don't you? Maybe they don't want to. The telling thing about this is that our Federal Bureau of Investigation, our Justice Department, are just looking the other way. They're not putting any real effort into finding him. McCarthy has to have one-on-one meetings with Director Wray over the way they've handled this and bungled this thing from the day one. Will it change anything? I don't know. I mean, what happens if they don't change it? And no, and you know, question in the chat room. Do I think that Donald Trump can fix all of this mess that Biden has made in four short years? No. Not at all. I think it's going to take 10, 12 years to do it. I think Trump has got to find somebody as VP that can make it to president and carry it on. I think Trump needs to come in with a sledgehammer the size of Thor's hammer, right? Smash this whole thing up, tear down the deep state, tear down the Department of Justice, tear down the FBI, and then rebuild it with people who really care about the country. That's what he has to do. And then what has to come in right behind him is a president to help fix this. The biggest problem you're going to run into is you get a bunch of people that are dependent on the government. And what's going to happen is what they're doing right now. If you vote for certain people, if you make certain things, they're going to take your Social Security away. They're going to take away your welfare. They're going to take away this. They're going to take away that. It's not true. It's just flat, but you can't keep it up. You can't keep giving away all this foreign money, borrowing money the way you're borrowing it, and expect things to work out all right. Not going to happen. Anyway. And until they really get off their butts and really start working at this, I mean, you just, this is what it'll be like. They went after George Soros. These relatively small potatoes, when you think about what's going on. You look at the White House, you look at what's going on there, you look at the corruption, the influence peddling, you look at the millions, maybe even, I don't know, at this point, maybe even hundreds of millions, I don't know, do you? You're giving Ukraine and others hundreds of millions, or well, billions and billions of dollars. You're giving other governments millions and millions of dollars. How much do you think is making its way back to the old man? Now, Comer, you know, you talk about influence peddling and corruption, and Joey B's very vocal about it. Comer's been among Republicans' top advocates for uncovering the truth about the Biden family's alleged business dealings. I mean, if you look at, I like her, Bartiromo on Fox News, she's on Sunday morning. Some of these revelations she's getting and others are getting too are really sparking a bit of a fire under the congressional probe because there's little pieces of data, little bits of information that are coming forward that you should know about. 9 out of 10 people that identified have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens. They're one of three things, Maria said. They're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing. Think about that. Missing. And that's, hey, they were Clintonized, I guess. So it's of the utmost importance that the FBI work with us to be able to try to identify, he said, what research they've done. Burgett said that the Republicans would have a long wait if they expect the FBI. Right, the FBI, they're not going to do anything. They are no longer the pristine law enforcement agency we all thought they would be, thought they were. So just stop wishing. It's not going to happen. Vice President Biden was lecturing the people of Romania about their ethics and corruption. At the same time, his son and his business associates were taking over $1 million from the Romanian government. Right? And through one of the government officials who was right then and there actively being investigated for corruption. And that was okay. But the arrogance and to get up there every time. You see what we've done to these people, though, really? They're telling you there's no problem at the border. The border is in control, under control, and very orderly. I don't know where they're saying that. I don't know. They see what's going on. They know what's going on. They're lying to you purposely. They don't want to look bad. They want to get reelected. Remember, there's nothing wrong with the economy. The gas prices are low. It's just in your head. Right? And, you know, you got to give to get. So, you know, you can't be drilling in wildlife areas. It's terrible. We don't want to hurt the ecosystem. There's plenty of ways to do the drilling and not hurt the ecosystem like we did. We have well over 100 years, right, of fossil fuels. Well over 100 years of fossil fuels. We can export it at this point. You know, now, responding to Bartiromo's questions concerning how congressional Republicans can hold federal agencies' feet to the fire, Burchett said that the House Republicans have the power of the purse. They can use that power accordingly. They can keep the money from going out. Right? The Congress is the country's checkbook. They can start cutting funds to the FBI. That's what I would do. I would make it hurt. For all that funding, I would be giving our money to the FBI so they can come after us. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? Doesn't that make sense? It's not the rank and file FBI agents, truly. It's the top level. We've seen the arrogance. We've seen how they act. We've seen how they respond. We've got FBI management right now that won't even respond to Congress. They have to. Congress is oversight for the FBI. So again, maybe that's it. Cut the money, right? Cut the dollars until they're willing to come forward and give you information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Keep your, you know, just keep your eye on the ball. If it looks funny, it smells funny, guess what? It's funny. There's something wrong with it. If it doesn't add up to you, using your God-given ability to think, then it's probably wrong. It's probably bad. You know, I mean, look. When you look at the story we did earlier about Biden just canceling the speech honoring fallen police officers, does anybody really believe at the last minute remembered he had an event to go to the granddaughter's graduation? Anybody really believe that? Because I don't. Now, again, when do you give fallen? These aren't, it isn't like this is, I don't know, a officer appreciation week. These are guys and gals that gave up their lives. Right, to protect you and me. Why would you skip that? And if you'd known way back when, why wouldn't you have said to somebody, hey, I know, I would love to be there that day. I can be there later. I could be there earlier. But I can't be there at the time you want. For God's sakes, he's the president. He can get around anywhere, any way he wants to. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Let's see what's going on social media in the next hour. We'll be right back.